This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. The results of yesterday's Iowa straw poll are in, and Minnesota Republicans are at the center of the news. This morning, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty announced on ABC's This Week that he is ending his campaign. Pawlenty was a distant third in the Iowa polling. Another governor, Rick Perry of Texas, officially announced yesterday that he's entering the race. We'll have a report on that in a few minutes, but first we go to Ames, Iowa, where Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann won the straw poll less than 2 months into her campaign. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the straw poll is considered a bellwether event and one measure of a presidential candidate's strength.
Nearly 17,000 Iowa voters waited in long lines to cast their straw poll ballots on the campus of Iowa State University.
Just single file, driver's license, and your ticket.
Rodney Skinner from Ottumwa was the first in line. The 61-year-old Vietnam veteran had been waiting for 2 hours to participate in this Iowa political tradition.
We literally decide which way it's going to go.
The poll doesn't always pick the winner of next year's Iowa caucuses, let alone the eventual nominee, but it certainly helps winnow the field. Iowa GOP Chairman Matt Strawn revealed this year's pick.
The winner of the 2011 Iowa straw poll is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
Bachmann received more than 4,800 votes.
Thank you, God bless you. Stay strong.
She gave credit to her fellow native Iowans when she emerged from her campaign bus after the vote tally.
This is the very first step toward taking the White House in 2012.
Bachmann's strong finish here is a testament to the grassroots support she has from religious voters, a group she reached out to during her speech yesterday.
In Iowa, we are social conservatives, and we will never be ashamed of being social conservatives.
One cloud on Bachmann's day was Texas Congressman Ron Paul's close second-place finish, just 152 votes behind her, less than a percentage point of difference. Paul bowed to the Iowa preference for social issues in his speech yesterday.
But today I'm going to emphasize something slightly different from just the cause of liberty, because there is something that precedes liberty, and that is life.
Paul's supporter Michael DeMay of Davenport voted in the straw poll for the first time, driven here by his belief that Paul's economic message is what the country needs right now.
Well, I think Ron Paul is, beg the term, ahead of his time back in 2008. The world has caught up to where Ron is now.
Mitt Romney, long considered the national frontrunner, didn't campaign in the straw poll and finished with a paltry 567 votes. Rick Santorum and Herman Cain were ahead of him, rounding out fourth and fifth places. Santorum called his effort the little engine that could campaign. Cain, meanwhile, appeared to be having the most fun.
Oh, hold on.
Cain belted out this gospel tune, backed up by former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee on bass.
As they say in the Baptist church, let everybody say amen.
One candidate who wasn't singing, praying, or dishing up food at the Iowa straw poll was Texas Governor Rick Perry, who officially opened his campaign yesterday. His name wasn't even on the ballot. Still, he snagged 713 write-in votes. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Ames, Iowa.